Everybody in, nobody out. Everybody in, nobody out. Everybody in, nobody out.
From Baltimore, this is UWEPR, United Workers and Poverty Radio.
Welcome to our podcast. On Saturday, March the 29th, community members, leaders, and the United Workers and several other organizations held the Eastside Speak Out for Fair Development. They spoke about housing issues in Baltimore City and holding politicians accountable. They also raised their vision for fair housing practices and truly affordable housing. Here is a recording from the event. This is part two of this podcast. Enjoy.
Hi, everybody. My name is Sydney. Friendly crowd. I'm a members of HUN, United Workers, and Baltimore Faces of Homeless Speakers Bureau. I wanted to tell my story, but I'm going to just say that what I see out here every day are boarded up houses. I mean, in my neighborhood, there's, you can count them on like your fingers and toes. I have very, very much mixed emotions about those. I feel sad, angry, and happy. Sad because when I see those houses and I think about these developers who owns those houses but love to just take vacations out of town. And like, I was just thinking that these houses need, let me just say, these houses are houses without people and people without houses. Angry, because I believe that those developers throughout Baltimore City are neglecting these communities. Happy, only because I look out here, man, and I see all different types of organizations out here coming together as one, and to have to, for this one greater cause, is to help to end homelessness. Also that I have hope. I have hope because one day, I actually had this dream one time. One day that we'll, all our organizations will walk down the street and everybody that we know that housed, has been housed, Murray, Sue, Joe, Jack, whoever, stand out on that porch or on their steps and say thank you. They'll say thank you for housing us. All right, my name is Sydney Bond and thank you.
Thank you, Sydney. Are there any more stories? Any women, any ladies? Okay. All right, after him, it's gonna be you. You can line up over here. Oh, you too? Then you gonna have to go after him. Everybody came ready for the mic. I like that. Come on.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters. How are y'all? My name is Brother Fitzgerald. I'm with Grace. And I hear everybody out here talking today, but some things we're leaving out, and that's our politicians. I mean, when we go to vote, as we see what's going on in our communities and our neighborhoods, I mean, anytime they deny $10 an hour to people to work, you know, you gotta really look at your politicians. And everything that we see going on in the city is behind our politicians. Now, I'm speaking about people that's in senior homes. Now, as I don't know if some people know or not, but they're contracting out senior homes now. They sell them to contractors. I mean, if they sell them houses to the contractor, and one person I know, he got 2 years there, and the rent's going up. So I mean, if the kids and the people can't afford what they got now, they ain't gonna be, the seniors ain't gonna be able to afford no more what they got now. So I mean, this is something that we really need to take and look at when we go and vote. Right now, I think we need to push all this weight on our politicians. And as long as we keep coming together like we are, hopefully we keep doing it, and we can bring in more people that politicians can really see that they're really hurting the citizens here in Baltimore. So I mean, this is what we need to fight for. And I'm glad to see everybody coming out on a rainy day. I wish we could have walked and protested outside as well. And I thank y'all very much and have a blessed day.
Hi, my name is John Gaither, and I'm a leader with the United Workers. Also work with House, Faces of Homeless Speakers Bureau, as well as Housing Our Neighbors. I became homeless 10 years ago. Okay, see, I'm here to talk about Brennan Moore, but I was a homeowner myself, and I had the unfortunate to lose my home, you know, due to economic things. What I want to talk about is unity. Okay, because if you're not a homeowner, you got to be a renter. And if you can't rent, you're homeless. But there are no disposable people. Okay? Just because you lose your home don't mean that you're not human no more. It doesn't mean that you should be criminalized, chased around, chased from here, chased from there. You need to have dignity. We're supposed to have a system set up to help us. That's what our tax dollars are for. But we see they're used for other things. And I don't want to go into that because I only got 3 minutes. we're tired of this failed development. You see the failed development all around you. You see the proof of it. You don't need anymore. Just look at the vacant housing. Okay? We have a different idea. We have a different plan. We want to take and put people over profit instead of what the developers have been doing for years, putting profit over people, so we can come together. Long as we come together, we're strong. One person alone is vulnerable, but when we come all together, we become a cohesive group. When we have power, we have strength, and we need to have our voices heard. And people that feel as though they don't have a voice, come to us, we'll be your voice. So, please participate. We have many fine groups, churches, and community development leadership all coming together. We need your participation, and we love you all.
Okay. Good morning, or should I say good afternoon? My name is Warren Street. I'm Vice President of McGillivray Park. I'm also Chairperson for Trash and Greening Committee. And what I have seen in the 15 years I've been in East Baltimore, and listen to me carefully because it's not a put down, but where I think we need to go is to hold our officials accountable for the jobs that we elect them to do. You can't go into these little cubicles and vote for this person, that person, this person, and then go home and expect they're going to do what they want to do. We are their supervisors. We need to call XYZ down City Hall and say, what's the problem with this? Why did this congressman come out? Why didn't this delegate come out? And the one thing that upsets me, we have a large area in McGillivray Park. We run from Patterson to Linwood, Monument North to Fair Street. And this is not a put down, but you can't expect McGillivray Park to run McGillivray Park by itself. We need to have people to come out, whether or not you like the board members or not. We need to know and hear how you feel about what we are trying to do. To be honest with you, Glenn Ross, our president, he was just here. We have a few people on the board. We need participation. We need young people. I'm 73 years old. I don't know what the Lord has for me down the road, but I can't keep going out cleaning up trash and keep trying to do certain things where the young people need to come and do. I get so many complaints from people from the neighborhood in the supermarkets or on the street. how come this, how come that, but I don't see your face in the meetings. It's very important. We need to come, you need to, even if you're not going to be a part of the problems, be a part of the solution. Tell us what you want done in the community. Give us support. It is so hard. And the one thing that I say, 15 years ago, I lived in West Baltimore, and I was renting at the time. My rent was $350 a month. I come over to East Baltimore. The Lord blessed me because I was able to pay for my home in 15 years, not 30 years. And it wasn't for me. It was God's willing. But my thing to you is there's no reason why a two-bedroom, run-down house by a contractor coming in and doing just enough to pass codes to rent it out $4,000. It's all about money. I have had people say, I drove around to 501, now I'm only calling this because no one lives there, 501 North Glover. I went in the back alley, mattresses this high and trash. And my thing is, I saw two families come in, go in next door because they had marriage bags. How can you live next door? And you don't have to tell me. I know you got rats in your house because they're right next door. And it's warm. It's warm, and the rats is going to... Oh, okay, okay. Because I can talk about it. So we need a whole segment just for me. But thank you for coming. Thanks for coming out, and we need to get people in office that's going to do the work.
Good morning, everybody. Can't hear, I said good morning. My name is Leon Palmer. I am with House of Neighbors and organizations, and let me tell you about my story, because I got homeless when we were having some family issues with my mother. I was a foster kid, all that stuff. After that, I just left. So, I was in the shelter. I got beat up. I got robbed. I got everything. I mean, it's so heartbreaking. And after that, I got my own house. I got everything done. I mean, it's got my own soap. I got everything. So it's more important to make sure y'all know about every single vacant housing all around Baltimore City. It's time to end it. Time to end this once and for all. We are getting way too much money for downtown Baltimore.
I know that's right.
Instead of using that money for downtown Baltimore, why don't we use it a neighbor to? Why don't we use it to put more houses right in Baltimore City, more houses than ever. I really don't care. I'm done.
I know that's right.
Come on, John.
How do you follow that? How y'all doing? I'm glad to see this many people out here. I hope y'all are here because you're sick or tired of being most of you I usually see on the trail when we marching against some other injustices, but some of you are new faces, and that's a good thing, because until we get the people mobilized behind us, we're not going to enact change. Change is going to come through the new people we put in office. The old ones been there too long, they're stealing too much. It's not about you. It's about how much they can put in their pockets. And some of them are close friends of mine, but they put money in their pocket and they're not doing the job. I'm telling you what I know. It's not something I'm just thinking or just grabbing at straws for. This election is going to be so important. That's how you bring about change. Martin Luther King said, a voteless people is a hopeless people. And if you got two people that you can bring to the polls with you, that's going to make a difference. We have got to get new people in there. Don't vote for the incumbents. Did you hear me? I said, don't vote for any of the incumbents. And I'm telling you that because we need all new leadership, because the ones that are in there are so embedded in this system that they can't help you and they won't help you. Now, we've been going through this for a lot of years. Some of them think they're supposed to die in office. And that's because they send you out a happy birthday card and you think they're your friend. I'm telling you, just because they call you out in a meeting, hey, Cliff Purnell, East Baltimore, you know, that's good. But at a point, you got to come to reality. What the hell he bring to me? He bring nothing in this city for us in years. So, you know, it's one thing to come here I'm tell you truthfully, I'm going to go because I get tired of hearing a lot of sad stories. It just dampens my day and it's already wet outside. So, what I want to say is this, in short, and I'm going to say it quick, so pay attention. We've got to make a change. The only way you're going to make a change is to vote for these new people that are trying to run for these offices and have a meeting like this. Why are your politicians not here? That's something that you all should have. Why weren't they here? Did they speak to you? See, that should have been the first question. Where are they? See, they don't have to worry about you because you've been putting them in office over and over and over again. So they think you just truly dumb. You ain't got enough sense to get out of the box. So I'm going to leave with that. We need to change, I'm telling you. Don't come here and just hear these sad stories and all this rah-rah if you're not going to put action behind it. I'm an action person. I don't want to hear no stories.
Good afternoon. And my name is Sharon Howes. Y'all work with me because I'm a little nervous. This is my first time. I moved in the community in 2011. I'm on the 2200 block of Jefferson Street. Unfortunately, don't clap too soon. what I might experience, just like you guys said, with the vacant houses and the new development. I'm watching the contractors come in and do the new development and build up, which is good. But what I'm experiencing is just like y'all said, John Hopkins is taking over. I have some people who moved in next door, but before they moved in, I talked with the contractor, told him what I was going through, I'm renting, with the rental people that I'm renting from. And my floors are separating from the walls. I have mold. They told me when I moved in, you can only use the basement for storage. So I put my things down there and they all ruined. I spoke with them. They keep promising me that they're gonna come out. No one came out. This was 2011. The contractor bought the houses in the community and in the house next door. I was trying to get it and bid on it, but I was told when I went to the auction and the bidder that I had to buy more than one house. So he outbid me because he bought like 30 some houses. So I spoke with him, told him my problem. He said I would have first option when he finished the house. When he found out about the development, Charm City, John Hopkins, as we know, they own all of that. The rent is now $2,000. So you know I couldn't afford that. Even though I'm paying $1,000 now and I'm struggling with that. I'm a licensed daycare provider and I have a business and I'm still struggling. So I feel y'all pain. And that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Kevin Parson, and I am a candidate in the 45th District running for delegate. And I came out this evening basically to hear the voices of the people. I know a lot of times as elected officials, we don't really listen to the people once we're elected. But I thought that it was my duty to come out and kind of hear the concerns. Primarily, I have people say, well, what you gonna do for me, Mr. Parson? Not what I'm gonna do for you, is what you want me to do for you. It's not what I'm gonna do for you, is what you want me to do for you. I think it has to be a paradigm shift in thinking. So I guess someone mentioned tonight, or today, this afternoon, that we actually work for you. So once we elect it, it's our responsibility to carry out your voice, whether it's in Annapolis or in City Hall. A couple of my issues is homelessness. It's one of the issues I wish I could solve, because foxes have holes, birds have nests, but the Son of Man should have a place to lay his head. And that issue is very near and dear to me, and I think some people are talking about affordable housing, which is very near and dear to me. I grew up 929 North Wolf Street. You see what they've done to my house? It's not there, but you see how they renovated it? So if you know the community, you know 929 is now where the Johns Hopkins students actually live. It is the high riser that is right there on Ashland and Wolf Street. So even though there's, he said, okay, even though there's some development going on, but there has been some displacement that has gone on as well and has affected my family, and particularly my grandfather, who raised me in that house, and as a matter of fact, I ended up killing him because that was the only house he knew. So I'm gonna just close out by saying, please remember me. I think Purnell talked about the longstanding leadership that's been in the community over years. You keep putting the same thing, you'll get the same results. I know you've heard that many times. You keep putting the same, it's an equation. 2 + 2 = 4. It's not gonna change. It's a universal concept. So what you put in is what you're gonna get out. If you put $10,000 in the bank and they say 5% interest, you can do the mathematics on that. So I just thank you for listening, and please consider me on June 24th as one of your candidates.
Really, thank you. We have two more speakers, and we're going to let you out of here. But how many folk know this time for a change? And what that means is we're tired of folks talking the talk and not walking the walk.
How's everybody doing? My name's Corey McCray, and I'm also running for the House of Delegates. And I just wanted to tell you a little bit about me. I've always been with you here since day one. This isn't the first time I've been in this church. This isn't the first time that I've been to Amazing Grace. This isn't the first time I've been at McElderry Park or at the CARE community. I live in the Overly community with my wife and two little girls, Kennedy and Reagan, and I'm not going to forget that I got a newborn son 3 weeks old. I'm an electrician by trade out of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. And I'm a union organizer, so I definitely get the points of fair housing. And when I started the conversation that this isn't my first time, I've always stood on the front lines with the United Workers. I believe that we all should make a living wage, have fair housing, afford, not go broke from health care, have a dependable retirement. This campaign has knocked on 10,000 doors. And it's sad what we see. When I get below North Avenue, on Holbrook Street, and I see people dumping right in the middle of the street. They don't even have the audacity to dump on the corner, dump right there by a yard, but right there in the middle of the street, because out of 18 homes, 15 of them are vacant. So who sees the illegal dumping that's going on? Education. When Miss Daphne Patterson sent me an email 3 days ago about how her child couldn't get into the Hopkins school, this is a real issue, y'all. They want the same education that's given to everybody else. Crime, sanitation, education, and definitely fair housing. I just wanted to share a story. I'm gonna try to wrap up really quick. I have an aunt Marsha. I have some cousins, Tina and Teresa. Tina and Teresa lived on Milton and Preston. Marsha, that was their mother. And I asked my mom as I got older, 15 to 16 years of age, I said, well, I don't understand how Aunt Marsha is my aunt. I don't see, she's not on my father's side, she's not on my mother's side. Well, my mom told me the story. She said, Corey, you were about 6 years old, your sister was about 4 years old, and she ran into some financial trouble. She said that nobody could put you guys up, but you went to go stay with my coworker, Marsha Jolly. And she said, I slept on my friend's couch. And this is the real issue. It made me hurt so much. And this is why I do this so much, because I know these are real issues that real people face. It's hard out here, y'all. And I know you know it. So I'm gonna leave you with this. If you're not sitting at the table, you're in the menu. Let's go get our seat at the table.
All right, thank you, man. All right, Peter is coming. She's coming, okay.
Hi, bear with me because I don't even know how to hold the microphone. No, I can hold it because I like to walk, but I don't know where to hold it. But, and I can make it in 3 seconds, but I'm going to use as long as I can. Habitat for Humanity. I am 62 years old, and every day of that was in the city of Baltimore, East Baltimore. I grew up at Monument and Linwood, and I now live in Northeast Baltimore. My friend lives in the house in back of, somebody talked about 501 North Glover. Every time I have a two-apartment house, and for 30 years, I've been stumbling through in and out of that house trying to rent it. I had 20-year long tenants. I fought like heck to keep my tenants in my house because I couldn't get new tenants. A tenant would come in, a prospective tenant would come in there, and they would look out the back window. There's mattresses and garbage and washing machines and rats and pieces of stuff that God knows what it was. It could have been a body in there, and I wouldn't even know it to do anything about it. It's an alley coming from Glover. It ends right in the back of my backyard, and my fence comes down, my fence goes up, my fence comes down, and the city owns that house, as far as I know. I mean, in my heart and soul, I feel like the city is, I forget what you call it, where you just hold vacant properties till the price goes up on them. Yeah, and I mean, there's a guy on the news. I don't know how many of you heard the radio, but on late radio, every 20 minutes, this guy, Stan Merrill, off of the AME TV show, flipped his house. Didn't anyone on the news flipping houses was illegal? I mean, it turned out to be billboards with signs for liquor and alcohol and crap for our youth. I mean, can't we get this guy out of here? And I'm here to tell you, I'm 62 years here, and I thank you, God Almighty. I have never been homeless, and I attribute that to the characteristics behind Habitat for Humanity. Because in the 60s, 70s, and the 50s, my father would come in, and no matter what color or how big the broken English was, the first thing he wanted to know about somebody in the neighborhood was, what do you do for a living, and what else?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. That's what I'm talking about. Come on. Ah, let's make some noise in this place. Come on. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. I can't follow that. I'm going to try. But my name's Peter Sabonis. I am a longtime legal aid lawyer. I've been with the United Workers for a number of years, and I'm with the Housing Roundtable. And I just wanted to say something about these principles up here, because we've heard a lot through various speakers about a few of these principles. We've heard a lot about participation in the last few minutes. We've heard a lot about accountability. And I thank the folks who are running for office for being here today. And it's great to talk about accountability, and it's great to talk about participation. It's great to talk about voting. But fair development is about all of these at the same time, okay? So participation and democracy is not simply it. Okay, it's also about equity, and it's also about universality, and it's also about transparency. So if you understand the way the housing market works, and it sounds to me like for the last 90 minutes, we've got lots of people who understand the way the housing market works. Electing folks who aren't going to change that market is not fair development. Okay? Because the marketplace serves us. We've heard a lot of talk. This began with a prayer. We'll probably end with a prayer. There's been lots of references to God here. Amen. But the marketplace is also subject to those rules and that God. It serves us as human beings. And the minute that marketplace decided that Mother Nature was going to be a commodity and that people were going to be a commodity, something was wrong. And that's what we're trying to correct here. And it's not going to be corrected simply by electing folks who have the same market mentality. So, equity, universality, transparency, participation, and accountability, fair development.
We're going to ask you, because we're going to close out soon, can we ask you to kind of close in? I'm so glad that you came, but I need y'all to close yourselves in, please, because we're going to sing a song after Emmanuel come. But how many folk know it's time to go to work? I don't hear anything. It's time to go to work.
Hey, what's up? Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Emmanuel McCray. First off, I'm a member of United Workers. I'm part of the Leadership Council. I'm an aspiring candidate myself. I'm actually going to be running for mayor for 2 years. I've been in this organization 4 years, and it had opened my eyes and all that. We have issues in all broader aspects of the city and abroad. But today, we're talking about housing. You know, I'm going to tell you a quick story about myself and all. Like this young lady, I served in the military. I served 4 combat tours. You know what I'm saying? 19 Delta CAS Scout, 2 tours Iraq, Bosnia, Serbia, Colombia. I was out there. I'm no hero. I just did everything I gotta do to survive. Now I'm out. I'm still trying to survive and all that in this messed up system and all that, not just in Baltimore, but everywhere. You know, being a low wage worker, can't make enough to be in my own. Gotta live with different roommates. You know, have to be in relationships. Well, you know, with women just to survive. You know, that's the other struggle. You got people unhappy. They get in relationships just to survive out here. And it's sad because people got to work 2-3 jobs, still can't make enough, and it's crazy and all. I mean, presently, I'm living with cancer, so Medical bills is really high. Credit, it hurts my credit, so I can't buy a house. So no need to even use a VA loan if our credit is really going to be high, because it's going to affect that also. We had a lot of people that really spoke today, and come from all different aspects and all that, homeowners, renters. You know what I'm saying? We all got to, you know, stand up. It's just not just East Baltimore. It's all over Baltimore and all. It's all over the state of Maryland. We gotta make that change. You know, they talk about participation. You know, like I said, me coming from just raising up, you know, in the last 4 years being a part of an organization, knowing what's the problem going on, because I had some college education myself, political science major. I know how these people work. You know what I'm saying? These public officials don't think about you guys and all that. It's all about public gain, you know what I'm saying? And I think, they think about personal profit over public gain. I'm gonna tell you what really burned me out real quick and all that. You know, for all people who rent, homeowners and all that, maybe a lot of y'all might not know. If you ever been out to that power plant building, you got a guy named David Cordish. This dude owns two casinos. In that building, he only paid $1,000 a year just to own the whole building that houses Phillips, Hard Rock Cafe, Barnes & Nobles, and he gets tax breaks and rent breaks, and we have people right here can't even get a rent break on their mortgage. You know what I'm saying? What is that right there? You know what I'm saying? He using our public funds, we can't even speak out in areas where we pay our tax dollars at. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody, you know, they try to, and the big issue is they have a think tank. They have a think tank that keep us divided. They want to bring color lines. They want to bring gender issues. You know, they pass a law to keep people mad, you know what I'm saying, about same-sex issues and all that. Just to keep us divided and fight over issues, and we have a bigger problem. I mean, I'm going to tell you some real stuff. Lyndon B. Johnson in 68, he spoke out on the war on poverty. And it's our job to continue that. Yep. Dr. King, he didn't die for the civil rights movements. He died because he started speaking about the poor conditions. So, you know, it's all about participation, everybody, and all that. And let's just make a change, everybody. Thank you.
I'm going to ask that you will just come together and stand to your feet. I'm going to ask Bishop Austin to come at this time. We're going to sing one more time, Glory, Glory, because I think we're going to feel better. I know I'm feeling better. How many folks feeling better for being here? All righty, Bishop is coming.
I just want to say one thing about, we've talked a lot about participation, and so a big, obviously, question is what's the next step for us? So I just want to make sure everybody has signed up, put their name on the sign-in sheet. This is the first step of building a larger movement for fair development on the east side and all over the city. So please make sure your name is signed up. There's some information also on the back sheet about the organizations that were here, about how you can start working and getting your voice heard in those groups. So that's all. Sign-in sheet on the way out. Thank you.
I don't think I should have that much noise in the background. I don't think I should be hearing that much talking in the background. I should not need to hear that. I shouldn't hear that. I think it's disrespectful. We got to respect our brothers and our sisters. And if you got a conversation, evidently you're not concerned about what we're doing up here. And there's a problem for me. Is that all right? It's time to, we all had to be reprimanded at times. I'm not reprimanding because you're grown. But when you're wrong, you're wrong. Right now we need to unite together. We need to have the energy to share what we need to do. I'm going to go ahead and start singing. And it goes, glory, glory.
Clap your hands.
Hallelujah. Since I laid my burdens down.
That's it.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I laid my burdens down.
My friends don't treat me.
Friends don't treat me.
I feel that.
Like I used to. Since I laid my burdens down.
Friends don't treat me.
Friends don't treat me like they used to. Since I laid my burdens down.
Glory one more time for me.
Glory, glory.
I feel that.
Hallelujah, since I laid
my burdens down. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I lay my burdens down.
Clap your hands to give it to me.
Glory, hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down.
You're doing a benediction this year.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let us look to the Lord and be dismissed. We honor the very fine Father here today. We honor everybody. We thank God for just having a privilege to lift up the name of Jesus. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for this gathering. Lord God, as we leave this place, guide and direct these your good people through the dangerous streets and highways, that they might reach their destiny safely. Keep them in your will, God, that they might continue to labor in the field of getting it right. Because the only way we're going to get there is through the mighty hands of God. And we thank you, Lord, for the victory now. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah. Amen. You're now dismissed. All right, one more time. We're going to do this one more time before we leave. We command. Oh, you're dismissed.
Thank you. Thank you for all coming out.
That concludes this two-part podcast.
UWEPR, United Workers and Poverty Radio.